Lakuta Sikha is Chelik Yud, Parsha Chayisara Sikha Aleph, the synopsis of the Sikha. In the Pasuk it says, V'kesef moli yitneneli, Avraham said that he wants to get the Ma'aretz HaMachpelah with the full money. Rashi explains, V'kesef moli, Ashalim kol shavei, I will pay the full value of the field. V'chein David amar l'Aravna, so also David said, to Aravna, but kesef mole with the full money, meaning the full value. So, what is Rashi trying to explain over here? That is, why is there a necessity to explain at all what the kesef mole? It would seem that it's obvious that the kesef mole means the full value. So, first of all, he tries to explain. He's making sure that we understand that the kesef mole could also mean that the coins that I will pay will be full, and the big coins, the biggest and the best, fresh coins, not worn out coins, and so on. But if that's what it could have meant, so Rashi says, no, that's not what it means here. Over here it means, I will pay the full value rather than I will use good coins to pay for it. How does Rashi know that? So he brings us proof from the story of, from the context of the what's happening here. The Bnei Chais said to Avraham Avinu that we want to give you, we'll give it to you for free. You're a prince amongst us. You can use any place to bury your dead. In other words, we'll give it to you for free. The truth is, so Avraham Avinu said, no, I don't want to take it for free. I will pay the full value. It wouldn't make that much sense for Avraham Avinu to say that I'm going to pay you good coins, if we haven't even discussed the fact, the conditions that I'm going to pay for it. So therefore, bekesef mole must mean that it's I will pay the full value. Why does Rashi also bring in the whole story of David and Aravna? Because over there, when we look at that story, it explains to us why was it so necessary for Avraham Avinu to pay for this, for the Ma'ara. It would seem there's a good question that could be asked. First of all, as Rashi himself points out otherwise, in another place, so it's in this parasha, he says that the truth by rights, Avraham Avinu owned this land. He could have taken it for free because Hashem had already promised the land to Avram. So he could have taken it for free without any payment at all. In addition to that, Ephron offered it as a gift. Why didn't he accept it as a gift? Why did he insist on paying for it? So the answer is, as we find also by Aravna over there, David HaMelech explained to Aravna why he doesn't want to get it as a free gift. Aravna, in the case of the Harabayis, the area that was the Harabayis, which David HaMelech wanted to purchase from him in order to put up a mizbeach there to bring korbanos, and Aravna said, no, take it as a gift. David HaMelech explains to him why he wants to pay for it, and he said the same words bekesef mole, and his explanation is, I don't want to use what is yours to give as a gift to Hashem and to bring karbonus from what is yours on what is yours. But over there the same question could be asked. David HaMelech had conquered the whole region from Aravna the king, and by rights the conqueror owns the land. So therefore David HaMelech already owned the land. In addition to this, Aravna also offered to him as a gift. So why didn't David HaMelech want to accept it? And the answer was that even though he already owned it as a conquered land, in addition to that, Aravna offered it to him as a gift, somehow David HaMelech still considered it to be loch. It's still yours. Why is it still yours? Because it still has a connection to you. If you're the one that gave it to me as a gift, it's still connected to you. It'll always be remembered, so-and-so, Aravna gave the gift of the Temple Mount to the Jews. And David wanted to completely remove any ownership, any connection of Aravna to this land. And therefore, when you pay for it, the original owner is completely removed from any type of connection to the acquired gift. So also Avraham Avinu, when he wanted to acquire the Ma'aretz HaMachpelah, in which Sarah Imenu would be buried, and eventually Avraham would be buried there too, and eventually the other Avos and Imois as well. He didn't want Ephraim's name to be connected to it in any way. Therefore he said, that's what he was saying, Bekesef Mole, I am giving full value, I'm paying for everything. I don't want any part of it to be as a gift to me, because that still leaves somewhat of a connection of Ephraim to the land. Therefore Rashi tells us the details. David said to Aravna, it was talking about David who conquered it. It was talking about Aravna who was the king from which he conquered it. Therefore, by rights, David could have said, it's mine anyway. But he wanted to insist to pay for it. For this reason, and for the same reason, Avraham Avinu wanted it as well. Which explains another point in the Gemara. Based on this, we understand another point in the Gemara. The Gemara asks the question, how do we know that you can acquire land with money? The transfer of ownership has to be done in some legal way. How do we know that money is a legal way in which to transfer ownership? In other words, it's possible that you should give somebody a penny, even though the land is worth $1,000. Of course, you'll pay him later, but the minute you give him the penny and he accepts the penny and transfer for the land, the land becomes yours, and you owe him the other $999 and so on. How do we know that? So the pasuk says, "Sodos bekesef yiknu," you can acquire land. Says in the Tanakh and Yirmiyah that you can buy land with money. The Tosfos asks, why doesn't the Gemara bring the raya from here? The Avraham Avinu paid for the land, so we see that through the paying of the money, that's how the land became Avraham Avinu's. The answer is that, according to Rashi, Avraham Avinu wasn't paying money in order to transfer land. The land was already by rights his, and it was already a gift. He had already offered it as a gift. The transfer of money was only to disconnect Ephraim, any connection between Ephraim and the land. So therefore, this wouldn't be a good proof that the land can be acquired through money, because in this case, there was no necessity for the money to be transferred in order for the land to become Avraham Avinu's, because it was already considered to be his. The lesson of this Rashi is that there could be someone that can easily comes by his learning of Torah, easily comes by his Kiyuma Mitzvahs, because he has a good head, so he quickly acquires ideas in Torah, he doesn't have to work too hard to understand. And so also the Yetzer Hara doesn't get in the way too much of his performance of Torah Mitzvahs. A person like that could think, why do I have to work hard? Why do I have to put in a lot of effort to my Torah Mitzvahs and to my learning? The Zohar says, no, a Yid never is satisfied with getting something for free. As David HaMelech said, I don't want it for free. As Avraham Avinu also insisted, I have to pay the full value. Because only then does the holiness truly permeate the Torah and Mitzvahs that you do, says the Zohar. And therefore, if things come easily to you, do a little more, learn a little more, learn it a little deeper, try to find a better explanation, a deeper explanation. As long as you put in an effort and you don't expect things to come for free, because that is not how a Yid performs mitzvahs. This is something that belongs to Mitzrayim, to Klipa. The Mitzrayim, it says, Asher Chalnu Chinam, over there we ate for free. That's not the way of Ketusha. Ketusha means you have to put all of your effort. You never accept something for free.